then about life is.
What?
It's people gonna talk about you regardless of what you're doing. Just stay focused, stay on your grind, and pay them the mind.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Evangel, and this is One Thing About Life. Today, I'm going to be talking about go-to-market strategy, aka GTM. So let's get right to it. So starting from the top, talking about go-to-market strategy, it's a very important aspect of marketing that I actually like and I enjoy, because it determines the success of a new product, a new feature that you're introducing to, it could be an existing product in a new market, right? But just for the sake of what I'm saying right now, it is important for taking a new product into, for launching a product, a new product, a new service into a market. So in the context of how it could be a new product in a new market, an existing product in a new market, an old product, a new product in an existing market, a new feature in a new market, on and on and on like that. But I hope you get the point. So it's really important to understand from the perspective of your target audience, to try and understand what it is, first of all, who they are, building out your personas, building out your value metrics. First of all, you need to understand what it is, who they are. We start with your persona building. This is the product I have. These are the people that use the product. These are their pain points. So I know their pain points. I now need to craft the right messaging that addresses their pain points, that will resonate with the audience. So you could come from the angle of benefits or feature, emotional or functional. However I want to do it, what should inform your decision should be your data and insights. You should not make, and I keep on saying this, you should not make any marketing decision off of a hunch or off of I have X amount of experience in marketing. Like I always say, regardless of how many years of experience you have in marketing, your decision should be backed by data. Do not make decisions by, okay, this worked for me last time, so this will work for me this time. No. It could be dead wrong. So things you need to understand about the go-to-market strategy. First, I already talked about the first one, which is data. Understanding your product market fit, understanding how your product fits in the market, how your product is solving the problem that people are having in the market. Then understanding your target audience, on doing your competitive analysis, understanding the market as a whole, understanding the players in the market, understanding the strengths of those players in the market and how your product is going to come in, what is your USP, how are you going to leverage the weakness of a competitor to help and position your product during your launch, and what channels, then the next thing again is what channels are you going to use, how are you going to distribute that to the market. So those things are very important in the go-to-market launch strategy. Then also internally, how are you working and collaborating with your cross-functional teams, your product team, your marketing team, your product marketing team, your customer service, your data and insight people. Again, it depends on however your company and your organization is set up, right? Because different companies adopt different approaches and different structure and organograms. So it all depends on how it's structured. So that should inform any way that you guys work, depending on how you want to conceive, when the product or feature, the idea is conceived, and or when the insight or data is received that, okay, this thing is missing in the market and I think we should develop something for the market to be increasing, updating your product, or coming out with a new feature, coming out with a new product entirely. So from that point on, that's when you should ideally planning out your go-to-market launch setup, and depending on what your roadmap is saying. So considering the strategy, engaging with the cross-functional teams, getting insights from all of them, putting all those things together, coming up with your messaging, identifying the channels you want to use, coming up with the creative, doing all those things. So by the time you put all those things together, you should have a very interesting and successful launch. So part of the things that you should be looking out for to measure the success of your go-to-market launch campaign are part of the things I discussed in my SaaS marketing mini series, where I talked about different metrics, marketing metrics that SaaS business should look out for, from your conversion rates, your customer acquisition cost. So you could listen to that mini series to understand metrics if your strategy has been impactful. Then you should have a very flexible and agile team that is able to change and adapt to how things are changing and in the market. So it could be your plan, your project. Do you have a project in the works and things are going wrong? How do you quickly adapt and change and make sure that your objective doesn't go south? Those are all the things you need to look out and having. I know this is a very deep topic that, you know, can have its own mini series entirely. You know? So I don't want to go on and on about that particular episode, very short, but I hope you understand things that I mentioned. So just to summarize about all the things that I talked about, just keeping it short. Basically, first of all, you need to have your insights. Always work with your insights. Identify your target audience, your personas, who they are. Define the value metrics and understand what their pain points are and what kind of messaging resonates with them. So when you're defining your messaging, when you're building out that copy for your campaign, all those things, it will be backed by your understanding of what their pain points are and how your product is solving their pain points. Then your competitive analysis as well. So in summary, those are things that you should be looking at when you're talking about your go-to-market strategy for any company. Basically, it shouldn't just be a SaaS company. Those are high-level things that maybe along the line I'm going to do a deep dive into this topic, or maybe do a mini series on its own, but I talk about each step of the go-to-market strategy. But in summary, this is what I have for you today. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for tuning in today. My name is Vandia. This is One Thing About Life. Till next time, stay frosty. One thing about life is, what? It's people gonna talk about you, regardless.